Welcome to MuseScore in Minutes, a series of short videos that'll quickly get you up and running with MuseScore 2.0. I'm Dr. George Hess. In each of these videos, we'll look at how to use some of the basic functions of the exciting new version of this program. MuseScore is a free and open source music notation program that's a great alternative to Finale and Sibelius. You can download it for free at the website shown on the screen. Lesson 10, Articulations, Dynamics, and Text. With all of the notes and chords entered, we can now turn our attention to the expressive details. All of these entries come from the palette, though a few are also found in the Add menu as well. Some also have shortcuts assigned. The palette entries are attached to notes. Select the note first and then double-click the item in the palette. Let's start by entering some dynamics at the beginning. You can adjust the dynamics by dragging them, but it's usually better to go over here and use the inspector and use the offsets. Staccato is one of the articulations that has a shortcut assigned. Click on a note and type Shift S. It's a toggle, so if you type Shift S again, it'll be removed. You can assign more than one articulation to a note. Let's put the staccato back and go over here to the articulations on ornaments panel. And while that note is still selected, I'll double-click the accent and it'll place it there too. Fermatas are also in the articulation palette. We can enter them into all staves at once by selecting the notes and then double-clicking the fermata. You'll see that there's an extra one because we have two voices in the drums, so just click on that and delete it. While we're here, let's go ahead and add a roll to the last cymbal note. Select the note, select the tremolo, and double click. And let's add an arpeggio to this chord. I'd also like to add a decrescendo right here on this very last line. And it's a line, so we select the palette, double click it, and then use Shift and right arrow to extend it to the end of the line. Slurs are also in the line palette and are entered in the same way. We double click and then use the right arrow key to extend it the end of the line. You'll notice that there are handles here, and this will let you adjust the arc. The various types of text can be entered from the palette, the Add menu, or using a shortcut. One special text entry is Swing. Enter it the same way you enter other items from the palette, but what makes this special is that it affects playback. Now let's add a tempo marking. Select the tempo palette, select our first note, and double-click a tempo. Move that out of the way, and now we can double-click it to edit it. We don't actually want to see that. It's going to be a little cluttered, so we'll just click the visible button in the inspector, and it will not print out. Finally, let's add a rehearsal mark. We'll go to the beginning of the solo, select the first note, and we'll use the shortcut Command M for the rehearsal mark, and then type B for our letter. So now all of the entries are done and the score is almost complete. In the next lesson, we'll make it fit on the page nicely and take a look at the parts. This has been MuseScore in Minutes, a production of George Hess Music. For future videos, please subscribe to this channel. And for information about music technology training and clinics, please visit our website. Thanks for watching.